flow here. We go with the flow, you know? That's how it is. Spontaneous goodness. Feel that. So the spontaneous goodness is here for you. Speaking of the spontaneous goodness, let's uplift the vibration. I love this song and I love playing it on Sunday. This is the Nappy Roots with Good Day, because gonna have a good day. I love this song. I actually, you know, before this came popular again, I used to listen to the song all the time. Rappy. Nappy Roots are so good. They're just like, oh, country. I love Southern men. You just can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with the Southern energy, with the Southern feel. So here we go. Some Nappy Roots. Stay tuned. I'm going to do the channeling right after this song. You don't want to miss this. Woo! Whoa. Whoa. Woo! Yeah, keep going with the woo! Get the energy up. Keep doing it. Woo! 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio! Come on, get excited!
And I said, you know, instead of waiting for a good day to happen, you know, waiting around through ups and downs, you know, I just said, look.
Hello, beautiful souls. You are just tuning in to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is your host, Mariah Merlinite, your favorite psychic medium, the Boston medium. And if you are just joining me here, this is a special edition of Paranormal Playground Sound Sunday service from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. I'm so excited. We're here. We're alive. We're present. And you are going to get the goody goodness. All of you who have come here, oh my God, this is a treat for you. I have live channeling from Spirit. So this is my dream. I'm living my dream doing this. So thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for connecting. Thank you for being a listener and just receiving the goodness that is being broadcasted. I continue to do this because it's helped so many people, and I keep, you know, people tell me how much it helps them, and I'm just like, yeah, it helps me too. Like, yeah, I'm a listener just as much as you are. I'm just the medium, gonna use myself as an instrument to let the love flow and let the messages flow for this week. So, oh goodness, thank you, Infinite Spirit. So this is definitely, if you're used to my meditations, it can be like a meditation if you want, but this is going to be more like me going with a flow. It's going to be more high energy, hence why I'm all energized on Sundays. It's going to sound more like, you know, a preaching. It's going to sound more like, you know, a sermon as opposed to a meditation, but you can really put them in the same category if that's what you want. If you're sitting down, if you are in a meditative state, or if you are cleaning, or if you are, you know, driving, whatever you're doing, this is going to open up your consciousness, raise your vibration, and just basically the whole point is to help you, guide you to evolve, to become more yourself. So here we go. Infinite Spirit, please use me as a channel. I am here. Please tell me the infinite glory, the infinite goodness that wants to be spoken, the spoken of the word today. I am here. Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. And we emerge right now to this beautiful possibility that has come upon us right here in this moment. Oh, thank you, Infinite Spirit, with this beautiful, beautiful sunshine, this beautiful weather, and spring is here. Spring has emerged into our new selves, into our glowing, good God self in the highest vibration, shining, and understand what that feels like to be born again over and over and over every single day, every single aspect of life, everywhere that you are right now. You are loved. You are being loved everywhere that you go. You must understand this love coming in from you and this love flowing right now in this moment. This moment right now, you came to get the beautiful, beautiful sound of Spirit right here because your loved ones are right here, right next to you. If you are listening to this, this is not an accident. No, this is not a coincidence. It is because Spirit is here with you. Every single person who's tuned in into the Paranormal Playground Sound Sunday service is right here, and all of your loved ones are talking to you. All of your loved ones are right here next to you, giving you the love. Oh, giving you the joy and bringing you the message into your new and improved, beautiful, glowing self. You came to this earth, beautiful one. You came to this earth, vibrant soul, because you wanted to play, because you wanted to create, and you wanted to grow and glow. Oh, feel the infinite inside of you. Feel that infinite possibility within you. Feel that expansion. Feel how massive you are. Feel how massive and grand your energy is. If you look up into the sky and you look up into the cosmos and you look up into the solar system, you will understand the reflection of who you are. That is how vast your energy is. Oh, for the cosmos is just a mirror reflection of who you are. As you look up into the stars every night, if you pray to the stars every night, as you are asking, and you are connecting with that infinite power and that infinite presence over and over and over, you must understand that that is you. That is your higher glowing self. As you are looking into the eyes of who you truly are. That is the real mirror. Oh, that is the real mirror of the soul. That is the real power of which you are reflecting as we go into this day and we go into this week. Remember how massive and big your energy is. Remember that if your energy is so massive, it's so big, and it goes through an infinity, and it's bigger than the galaxy, and it's bigger than the stars, imagine what you can do. Oh, imagine the miraculousness that is coming around you. Imagine the joy and the beauty that is here to accelerate you to the next and to the next and to the next. And what's beautiful about the next and the next and the next and the next and the next? What is so beautiful? It doesn't end. You see, there is no limit to goodness. There is no limit to love. There is no limit to expansion. But there is a limit to the other side. See, there's a limit to negativity. There's a limit to fear. There's a limit to worry. Eventually, it gets to a point where it cannot go anymore. So this is why we choose to step into better. This is why we choose to be uplifted and high in a high vibration, because then we can tap into our infinite nature. We can tap into our infinite self and our truest yet to be, our truest yet to be here. Oh, thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for being here for me. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for loving me. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for working through and as me and creating miracles everywhere that I go. You see, right now is the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius right now is about identifying and understanding your magic powers. Oh, that magic power is within you, untapping and dismantling the program of what you've had since you were born. You see, when we were born, let's go back. Come on. Let's go take a trip back to your little self. See, your little self knew all the answers. Your little self was all absolute intelligence. Your little self was perfect. You see, when you came into this world, everything was perfect about you. The way you moved your energy, the way you conducted your energy, the way you flowed into this world, the way you walked into this world was perfection. Purity, innocence, and all. You were not bogged down by the ego. You were not bogged down by experience. You were not bogged down by the past or the present. You were just, the past or the future. You were just present. So when we are present, that is our power. That is our infinite power. So if you want to know what your infinite magical powers are, oh, you need to get present, baby. That's what the Infinite Spirit has come to message you. In order to get our magical powers and our superhuman powers, we need to be present, because that is the only thing that matters. That is the only power we got, is right now. You see, right now is infinity. Right now, there was no yesterday. There is no tomorrow. There's only now. Tomorrow is not promised. And yesterday has died away, for we are here right now. And that was with our presence. That is our power. That is our infinite love. And we can love right here. So while we are present, we must reach into that first. We must reach into our love. Where is that love? Who do we love? What do we love? And I am love. And you can understand how much you are loved right now. Feel that energy come. Feel that energy in your heart. Be that light. Shine your light. Shine your love. Be there. Be the love of God, because you are God. You are the God self. You are Christ. You are Christ consciousness in the making right here. You are already been. See, the story of Jesus Christ is a story of you. And you must understand this, Infinite Spirit. You must understand your angelic power. And you must understand that the story of Jesus' resurrection is a story of mediumship. Oh, baby, yes. Because that is the gospel. That is the truth. Is that in the story of how Jesus came back, and we are ahead. And thank you for Easter coming in. Thank you for the beautiful resurrection. The resurrection energy that we are stepping into, that was part of Christianity. It was part of the Bible, mediumship. That's right. Resurrection is mediumship. And right now in this moment, feel how yourself is constantly in the mode of resurrection. Never can be born and never can die. Oh, this beautiful infinite power that we are right now, your power is all here. Your power is here right now, and you are full of love. And feel that love coming in. Feel that love of all your spirit team and all your spirit guides. Anyone that you would like to speak to, think of your most beautiful loved one right now in this spirit world. Oh, think of your most beautiful loved one right now in the spirit world, and you can feel it. Here comes the tears, because I can feel it. Here it comes. Feel your beautiful angels right here, right now with you. You can feel their presence. You can feel the love. I can see the images of all of my loved ones who've crossed over. all the support. Feel the support. Feel how good it feels to know that you are not alone. That you are not alone in the unseen, and that there is a world that you can't see. There is a supernatural world. There is a supernatural world that is coming to the surface, and we are all understanding this. We are all beginning to understand this beautiful, beautiful light of spirit. This never-ending life. And you know that on the other side, your loved ones will be there when it's time for you to cross over. That your loved ones will be waiting. What a beautiful feeling to know that we will never end. We're on this journey together. We are all family in the spirit world. They say there's only one race, the human race. But we are beyond that. We are a family of spirit. That is one. All individual extensions of each other. All individual extensions of ourselves as one. And as we come in and we feel how beautiful it feels to know that there was never any separation. Oh, we feel the joy that comes around us. We feel the joy and we feel beauty. And we can relax in this moment. Today, Infinite Spirit gives you the love to relax and know that you are loved throughout the week, and understand that you have been lifted into a higher vibration. Right here, you stepped into the portal to be healed and be lifted into a higher vibration, into a higher place, into a higher consciousness and an awareness that you have never been before. You've stepped into an energy you've never been in before. And with that Infinite Spirit, with that infinite, beautiful, blessed power. You are love. Feel how good that is to be loved, because that's all that there is in this world. Everything comes from love, even hate. Even hate is extended from love. See, love is the root and the foundation of all creation. Love, love, love. You are love. I am love. We are love. You are love, I am love, we are loved. We are love, I am love, we are loved. You are love, I am love, we are loved. You are loved, I am love, we are loved. You are loved, I am love, we are loved. I am love, you are love, we are loved. This is the magic word, love. For love is the magic word. Love is all goodness, joy, beauty, magic, and expansion. And we say thank you, Infinite Spirit. We say thank you so much for being here with us. We say thank you so much for uplifting our vibrations, for extending our souls, and letting us see something different. This is the new age. It's the new age of Aquarius. It is the new world we are emerging into, where the miracle is the common thing. The miracle is the common thing. Life is so good. Life is so good. Mwah. I love you so much. Thank you so much for being here with me. Thank you. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Let the love of God surround you, wrap you into the most beautiful, wonderful light you are. Thank you so much. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. If you're just tuning in, I bless you. I wish you love, and I wish you the most beautiful, gorgeous week this week. So we're going to lift up some more vibrations. I'm going to put on some Beach Boys. Oh, some Beach Boys. Listen. Beach Boys today. The Beach Boys self-titled album. It was like their 80s album. Their 80s material is so underrated, first of all. And so you're going to hear it. Beach Boys 80s is so good and underrated. And it's just like, it's like the happiest stuff. I mean, all of Beach Boys stuff is the happiest. They're my favorite band, but like, it's just so good. I just don't understand why people don't play it more. So this is Get You Back from the Beach Boys self-titled album. And please enjoy and stay tuned. I'm here till 1 p.m.
guitar, laying around here at night, thinking about some other guy holding you tight. He may have money and a brand new car, maybe treat you like a movie star. And no matter what he ever do for you, he can never love you like I can do. So if I leave her and you leave him, can we ever get it back again?
Sounds like a moan, and it's alright. Whoa, it's alright. listen to the beat. Kinda pat your feet. You got soul, and everybody knows that it's alright. Whoa, it's alright. When you wake up early in the morning, feeling sad like so many of us do. And surely something's gotta come to you.
And say it's alright.
Say it's alright. It's alright. Have a good time. Cause it's alright. Whoa, it's alright. Now everybody clap your hands. Give yourself a chance. You got soul, and everybody knows that it's alright. Whoa, it's alright. Someday I'll find me a woman who will love and treat me real nice. Then my rose got to go, and my love she will know from morning, noon, and night.
And she's got to say it's alright.
Say it's alright. It's alright. Have a good time. Cause it's alright. Whoa, it's alright. Everybody clap your hands. Now give yourself a chance.
Hello. Thanks for ending abruptly. Just kidding. Like that song. It's not like I didn't like that song, Spirit. I'm just kidding. Yeah, there's a lot of wacky things this morning going on. You know, and so that's another thing I wanted to talk about. When there's wacky things going on, like say Spirit, like say, I'm telling you, 80% of American population believes in the paranormal, has experienced paranormal, but and so I know this I was about to swear. I'm just kidding. I know this stuff's real. And no, I don't, I didn't mean I know this stuff's real. I mean, that's not what I meant to say. I said I know you've experienced this. So anyways, my whole point is, if you experience like a house, being in a house, and you're like, oh my god, I know there's a spirit, they flicker lights on and off, they're always, things are missing, they take things, I can hear stuff rattling around, I know there's paranormal activity going on, don't look at it as in a negative context. Like, they're trying to get your attention. You have to understand that they're trying to get your attention, so about something. And so they want to bring your attention of awareness. So when that happens, just understand it's not about being afraid and being like, oh my God, evil spirits are out to get me. No, they move things around because they're trying to get your attention. And they're trying, they're like, they're just like basically like, yo, get aware, yo, right here, over here. It's literally, and the only way for them to do that, I mean, you're dealing with the unseen. So it's not like your brain can't fathom things that are like, oh my God, that was like, they, it can't fathom. It can only fathom so much. So when lights flickering on and off and things are moving, or like, you know, even sometimes when I'm in here and they'll just be, it doesn't happen a lot because obviously Spirit doesn't want to mess with me doing paranormal playgrounds as they want the messages delivered. So they're going to make this work. But sometimes things like just won't work, or they'll work, or they'll turn off or turn on, or just things will just malfunction, like, you know. But like the other day, like, you know, I went to go click the playlist for a song, and then instead Lee Scratch Perry song came on. And what's significant about Lee Scratch Perry is that I've actually seen him live. I've seen him live before, and he's actually he crossed over not too long ago. But the thing about Lee Scratch Perry is that he's very supernatural. So I'm not surprised that he's like, hey, can I get on your show? Like, what's good? So yeah, things like that will happen a lot. And just things like, I was on my way to the radio show, and, You know, I don't ever plan stuff unless it's like they come a day prior in my dreams. So I didn't really have anything planned. And literally I'm wearing my Clash t-shirt. And then literally I look up and I drive before I get to my radio show. I go to a Cumberland Farms. There's a big graffiti that says The Clash. And I'm like, I have not worn this shirt in ages. And today I decide to wear it. And I just played all Clash music because I've channeled Joe Strummer's spirit many times. So it's just, and it was just like, what do I need to pay attention to? What's going on? And later on, I realized Joe Strummer was trying to get my attention because he actually wanted me to slow down. He actually wanted me to get back to drawing. After that, I immediately went back to drawing because that was one of my, that was a dream. That's how I started all this, because I used to talk to dead entertainers and they helped me get to this point. They literally guided me here. And I remember Joe Strummer in my dream said that if he was around during this time, he would have done graphic design. He literally said this to me. And so he was telling me, go make your website. I made my first website because Joe Strummer came in my dream and was like, girl, you need to make your website. So he's an artist. And so he's always encouraging me to draw. And that was a sign. He was like, girl, you need to like draw, like you need to start drawing. So guidance comes in all kinds of forms. And it's there when we're asking and we're asking spirit and we're aligned, they're going to give us stuff. So once we open up that door, it's no holds bar after that. Like, we need to listen. When we ask, hey, spirit, just, you know, what do you expect? The door's just going to close? Oh, no, I didn't mean to open up this door. I don't want this. Like, seriously, you opened it up. Like, take responsibility. Saying that to myself. Anyways, oh, such a magical day. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Would you be my neighbor? Please, won't you be? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. Hello. Hello. It's a good day. It's such a good day. I'm charged. I have a reading actually right after this. So everything's aligned. If you would like a private reading, Bring it in. Contact me anytime. If you're feeling the energy, feeling the vibe. Plus, I have a bunch of live videos of readings that I post that I've done in the past. And so you can take a look at those and see, you know, just go to Mariah Merlinite Facebook I'm a Facebooker. Like, I don't do the Instagram thing. I like Facebook. Facebook's fun. So I don't care. Mariah the Boston Media. I have Mariah the Boston Media, my page. Then Mariah Merlinite, my personal page. Then I have Instagram. You know, I don't really post too much, but I'm there, so you can contact me. And you know, I'm there. So it's the Boston Medium or the Paranormal Playground Sounds Instagram. So check it out. If you're feeling this and you're resonating, give me a call. Give me, you know, or contact me, email me, do so, you know, call, whatever, stalk me. No, I'm just kidding. I love stalkers. Just kidding. Oh my god, I'm just kidding. Anyway. Let's get back into this playlist. This is a cutesy song. This is actually Brian Wilson, the Like It, I Love You. It's the reimagined George Gershwin. So he did a bunch of George Gershwin songs. I really love this. I love the version he does. It's so cute. He's such a cutie pie. So this is a good one. Let's play it and let's listen to it. And I hope you enjoy it. Please stay tuned. I'm here till 1 p.m. Don't touch that dial.
The universe, the pain and pain. They say for every boy and girl there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love, first love, filled with true devotion. Young love, our love, we share with deep emotion. Just one kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love, young love, our love, we share with deep emotion.
Darling, you
Hello, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the psychic, the Boston medium, the psychic medium. That was actually Happy Organ by Dave Baby Cortez. I mean, what? Seriously? Like, spirit, yo, y'all need to stop with this. Oh my goodness, y'all need to just, okay. All right, I'll shut up. Like, I'm not even gonna talk about the creepy things that are going on in the studio right now, but like straight, I'm out of here in like 1 p.m. So y'all need to just leave me alone because I got stuff to do. No, I'm just kidding. Y'all are acting up today. Anyways, I love you. I'm just kidding. There's some God antics and supernatural comedy relief right here. Actually, I like when they play. It's good times. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed all of that. Baby Dave, Baby Cortez, Happy Oregon. What more perfect? Tab Hunter, Young Love, Brian Wilson, The Like and I Love You, The Impressions, It's All Right, Shirley Lee, Let the Good Times Roll. Come on, baby. Exactly. Let the good time roll. Y'all need to let the good times roll today because we're high, we're vibrating, the sun shines out. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. And, you know, every day we can heal. Every day we can step into our new. We can get magical, specialer, anything you want. That's my word, specialer. But I don't say special. I say specialer. Because we got to do it. We got to have it like that. Because it's like that. Anyways, love is in the air. You know, usually Sundays I play jazz because it's just appropriate. So I didn't really play any much. It's usually a bunch of jazz and bluegrass, country, gospel, Jubilee, vocal group harmonies. Do you like how I said that? Harmonies? I'm a true Bostonian. Like, I'm not going to get on this air and, like, not have a Boston accent. You know, it's just like, it's ludicrous to not do that, you know. Woo! Anyways, come on. I don't care what the weatherman says when the weatherman says it's raining. You never hear me complaining, cause that song gonna play next. So did you know that Jeepers Creepers is minced oath for Jesus Christ? Yes, it was a dirty word back in the day, back in the 30s, Jesus Christ. So they would say Jeepers Creepers. So that's where Jeepers Creepers comes from. Anytime you hear the word Jeepers Creepers, it means Jesus Christ. That's good information. Anyways, let's get into it. This is probably one of my favorite songs. Movies are crazy too. No, it's nuts. But yeah, see the movie. I love that movie.
Jeebus, creepers, where'd you get those beavers? Jeebus, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh gosh, all get up, how'd you get so lit up? Gosh, all get up, how'd you get that size? Oh golly gee, when you turn the heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheetahs on. Jeebus, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, had to get my ties. Oh, where'd you get those eyes? Oh, jeebus, 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 creepers, where'd you get those peepers, boy? Jeebus, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Guys, all get up. I think it's so little. Gosh, oh, get him, boy. I get that size. Golly gee, oh, when you turn those heaters on, woe with me. Got to put my cheetahs on. Jeeba, 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 screamer. Wedge with those people, boy. Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize, yes. Where'd you get those eyes?
FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Stay toozles. Stay toonzles. We got about 10 more minutes. One here till 1 p.m. We got a lot going on here. It's a good day. It's a beautiful day. A lot of paranormal activity going on, actually. Speaking of the paranormal activity, I got some angel cards here. You ready? Pick a cat and a cat. I'm sorry. I refuse to sound like a townie, but then I just voluntarily do it because that is the inner truth. And I can't hide from the inner truth. Pick a cat, any cat. So I got my Archangel Michael deck. We're here, so I'm just going to do brief. It's just going to be a very brief message, brief angel pull. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? What a song. Oh, 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 oh. Ding, 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 ding. Okay. Let's see right here. Focus upon divine and perfect health. Ooh. This is the theme all month because it's Aries season. And what do Aries do? Aries are usually athletes. And that's what I was always talking about. And I've been getting it in. I told you, I ran for an hour this morning before I came to the show, so I'm super pumped. I haven't run in a while since my injury, so I'm really excited. I ran with complete ease. Thank you, God. God and Archangel Michael, thank you for continuously reminding me to focus upon perfect health and for guiding my actions so that they support my well-being. Aww. This is wonderful. So, again, you know, this is Aries season. There's a constant reminder going on about health and well-being and wellness and just taking care of the body because Aries, like again, Aries is all about action. And so once we step into the Aries, there's a lot of initiation, a lot of action. There's a lot of physical inertia, you know, going on. So while this is happening, remember though to ground yourself. Remember to take your time and to remember to focus your energy as opposed to having it all erratic. Believe me, I know exactly what that's like. I gotten injured a bunch of times since 2020, and I'm healing from that, and I'm doing Reiki, and I've learned, and I've opened up to Reiki. I do Reiki every single day now, and just healing myself. And so since then, it's just been phenomenal. Since I've been attuned to Reiki, everything has been great, and the messages that are coming in really just take care, just basically connect with what are the foods you're connecting with. What does your body want? Connect, talk to your body, because your body's going to tell you what it needs. Your body's going to tell you it's not going to be the same as someone else. You know, what works for someone else may not work for you. So we need to be in tuned with our bodies. We need to do intuitive eating. We need to do intuitive drinking. We need to do intuitive exercise. And that means intuitively, what are we, how should we move our bodies? You know, what works for you? What do you enjoy? You know, you don't have to do workouts that you don't enjoy. You know, there's different kinds of workouts for all different kinds of people. So for all different kinds of things, and we don't have to do the same things, just like we don't have to eat the same things. But, you know, usually a lot of times, you know, mood disorders and mood issues, sometimes I'm not trying to be here to claim being a doctor, but what I am saying is intuitively from a standpoint and what I've experienced, I'm coming from this standpoint of saying a lot of times what I've experienced where it's just like, oh, because I'm eating crap today, that's why I don't feel good. Oh, it's that simple. So today is a good day to really hone in on what can I change this week to really get to my highest potential physically, health-wise. What can I put in my body? What is being, putting things in your body that's cultivated by the sunlight gives you energy. So if there's a lack of energy going on, do some research on the things that give you energy and go inside your body temple. Ask your body temple, out of all these things, what would you like to have? What would you like to ingest? Talk to your body, I'm telling you. Your body is a miracle. And when you talk and when you give love and gratitude, it will do amazing things for you. So that is the angel message for today. I hope you can take that in from the Archangel Michael deck. We are just about over. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, your favorite psychic medium. Please join me on my regular time slot every Tuesdays at 6 p.m. I love you, and remember, the guided meditation is there for after you get off from work, so you can wind down and relieve some stress. It's all for you. This is my service here for you. And thank you for tuning into this special edition of Sunday Service. I hope you had so much fun, just like I had. I had a blast. So I'm going to leave you with some gospel, of course, a Golden Gate Quartet, because Sunday Service special edition would not be Sunday Service without us adding beautiful gospel to it. So I love you so much. Have a beautiful rest of the day. Watch out for the signs. The signs are everywhere of your loved ones. You know, be aware, be alert, and connect with spirit if this is your thing. I love you so much. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Don't even want to leave. But the show must end at some point and then restart again. It's infinite. Woo! Love you.
I saw Peter, Paul, and Moses, then ring around the roses, and I'll lick the guide and sustain. So I saw Noah when he built that famous ark. Well, I'm that guy that cried the boat it after dark. Well, I saw him when he nailed it, saw him heist his sail and sail it, and I'll lick the guide and sustain. So well, I'm that guy what drove the mule around the world. I'm that guy that drove the mule around the world. First I drove him up and down and turned him around and drove him around and then I'll lick the guy that says things. So giddy up, Caleb, giddy up, giddy up. Boom, 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 boom. I taught Solomon how to say his ABCs. I taught Columbus how to sail the seven seas. I taught Pope to blind Homer, showed the Britain how to whip the Romans. Then I'll lick the guy that says things. So get up, I'm that guy that drove the mule around the world. Get up, I'm that guy that drove the mule around the world. First I drove him up and down and turned him around and drove him around and then I'll lick the guy that says
this day. So giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Boom, 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 boom.
Day off in Kyoto.